Listen, this world. Listen to this call. All of you out there, wherever or whenever you think you are, you're invited to this gathering. This is a celebration of the homecoming of the teachers of God. You are one of us, as we are one together. We invite you to the miraculous advent of the reunion of your mind with the mind of God. You've come a long way. You're very much closer to the end of time than you realize. Now, is it time at last to free yourself from this chaotic world of loneliness and loss and pain and death? A world constructed by your own nightmare of self-identity. It was only a meaningless place that justified your continuing need of self-sacrifice and annihilation. You have been using it in order to verify and sustain your apparent existence. And now, at last, it has become intolerable to you. Come then, be free of this burden of fear and self-doubt that you thought was a necessary and inescapable part of your existence. Come and free yourself that the world may be free. Come now to this celebration, you who are heavy laden. We invite you to experience the incomparable healing energy of love emanating from this ever-expanding circle of atonement. It is formed with teachers of God through their uncompromising commitment to and recognition of the miraculous, spontaneous transformation and illumination of their individual minds and bodies. Listen now. Listen carefully. Stay watchful for the love that is all about you. Come and lay aside the grievances of your old, pitifully fearful, helpless self. You're entering into a brand new, yet very ancient, rapidly accelerating continuum of time, in which you will recognize yourself as a perfect creation of God. Look, it's important to remember as you enter this new continuum that it is totally impossible for you to meet a stranger anywhere or anytime. The celebrants at this end of time gathering who are sharing the continuing experience of the grace of God are at last only subjects in the drama of your own ongoing temporal reality. You know every celebrant here, and you know them well. For indeed, in whatever form they may appear, they retain for you every loving thought and deed that you have shared since time began. Listen, all of them are the vital images contained in the miracle of your own personal rebirth and resurrection. Remember too, this old world of desolation and separation that you have heretofore shared with them. All of these fanciful images in your mutual memories of death that emanated from your momentary incursion into this world are all over. They're all over. They're all gone. And in fact, were all over and gone a very long time ago. They are only the history of a mistake long since passed away and forgotten. Release them from the bondage of time and space that have been fearfully fantasized by your own meaningless temporal identity. Watch them spring to light with you as you fulfill the inevitable revolutionary metamorphosis of your own human identity to the singular universal mind of eternal creating reality. Welcome back then from a journey that went nowhere and in reality took no time at all. For in truth, you have never left your home in heaven. Enter graciously into this borderland between time and eternity with forgiveness and love in your heart, that you may experience the miraculous certainty that you are still only as you have always been, the perfect eternal joy and happiness that is the creating mind of God. See then the light that is all around you. See then the joy of these teachers as they declare to you that you are perfect and whole as God created you. Welcome home. Welcome home, everybody. Welcome home at last. Relativities, infinite beauty.
Don't let the blues make you bad.
I want you to be happy someday, with the prospect somewhere, as we look out in the universe. Okay. Why? The repetition of yourself in the idea of the reflection of light that you're getting within a body formulation, all right, is why you live. Should we look together? See what it says. What does that say?
Why you live in a multiverse.
Can you see it?
Yes.
All right, now, the notation that you are going to share with me, a certainty of the possibility that in my appearance and appearance in the instruction that you intend to gather from me, you recognize the invaluable notation. Shall we teach for a minute? That's why I came here. Say to me, self-recognition.
Self-recognition.
In other words, there's no sense in me trying to perform with you the idea of who I know that I am, simply by the inevitability that I have to admit that who I am is whom I'm going to be. Now, up until this moment, okay, until this new frequency, of a multiple universe has been made possible for you, the reflection of the magnitude of the light that you perform in what you call multiple universes, all right, in holograms of light, did not allow you to see, okay, look at me, that actually I'm a reflection of how you're seeing me. There's a song starting right now, and I want you to listen to the idea that I'm teaching memory. of you. I'm teaching memory of you in my mind, in your mind. Come into this segment and offer you a variation. Some of you are starting to join me here for a moment. Say to me, what's going on?
What's going on?
I'm offering you a different time and place within your own mind that's contained within your memory of how you want to see me. Okay? This is the cosmos of the certainty that you can do it before your life. Is it all right if I stay for a minute? If you all right with me, I'm going to take my sweater off. Here. The idea, there it is. There's a memory song that's going to come up almost immediately here, but I want you to listen to me just for a moment to the notation that the reflection of light that I'm getting within the notation of the recognition cannot exclude the idea that I am within a body function of how I want to look within the arrangement of myself. Is this true? In other words, I'm going to be me no matter what I do. Say to me, I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
Uh-huh. Are memories made of this?
Yes.
That's a song that we haven't played in a long time. Yes. All you have to do is remember that it's over. Okay. Now, when I came in here and sat down with you, it seemed relatively that I was present with you within a segment of time. Actually, what I did was alter it so that you could look at me in a present condition. Memories are made of this. Is that so?
Yes.
You'd be surprised at the value of memories. Listen.
Take one fresh and tender kiss. Add one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief.
See?
Some joy.
Now, what I'm offering you in the reflection of what appears to be a distance between us in a hologram of light is the certainty that we're actually occupying together the relative idea of the darkness and light which is performing us. Listen.
Your lips and mine to sip the wine. Memories are made of this.
Then add
the wedding bells. One house where lovers dwell.
Three little kiss for flavor.
I think I'll sing a little bit.
Stir
gently through the day. See how the flavor stays.
These are the things that we will savor with his blessings from above.
like most about this is the idea. Are you listening? I got your attention. You see that? Just for a moment, you're looking at the certainty that the universe as I behold it is actually a memory. It's actually a memory. Did you see me? It's actually a memory of when we began this song. Is now over and gone. Shall I try it with you? Would you like to see how it works? Watch me. Watch me now. Watch me. I'm going to attempt to offer you a solution from sitting in the chair, where actually I'm still sitting in a reflection of light, although it doesn't seem to be the manner in which I'm doing this. That's why this video is entitled, By Your Recognition of Me, that this chair is actually being occupied by me right at this time. Now, you say, no, it's not. I'm over here and you're over there. Yeah, but come on. As soon as I viewed you, I recognized myself in a position of the memory that I have of you in the idea of the particulars of thought patterns of self-recognition. Now, there's no question. And there's no question in my mind that the self that I'm recognizing are within the storage memories of what I use as Homo sapien, as a human being. Now, what I'm telling you, that the self that you are, all right, is what reality is. I'm going to try it again with you, because I know that you're going to have to hear it, because it's a required course. The miracle says very simply, the self that you think you are is who you are. Say to me, I don't know who I am.
I don't know who I am.
I don't know how I got here. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you that it is no secret. I'm here to tell you that what you've been afraid to look at within the idea of yourself is this. Look with me just for a minute.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through.
Can I tell you something? I really enjoy
someone
teaching.
Someone slipped and fell.
Was that someone you?
Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength.
Do not be discouraged. Here.
Do not be disheartened.
I have news for you.
For I have news for you.
Are you going to listen with me now?
It is no secret
what love can do.
What God can do. What He's done for us. He'll do for you.
With eyes wide open.
With arms wide open.
He'll come. You're welcome.
He'll pardon you. It is no secret.
I want you to feel the opening of what appeared to be a distance in the recognition. Not so much of a reflection of our separate body identities, but the certainty, listen, that it's our minds that communicate. Now, the first thing you had to learn from me was that it's always over. You stopped trying to hold on when you sat down here and reminding me that you and I were together 50 years ago, or 1,000 years ago, or 20,000 years ago, or just a moment ago. What I'm trying to bring about in you in the miracle, listen.
It is no secret what God can do.
There it is. No.
What he's done for us.
Is that a thought that I have in my mind?
Yeah.
Are you happy with the notation that you actually were going to be yourself for a moment? Almost inevitably, you immediately become fearful because you seem to lose it within the perspective of a comparison of someone separate from you. Now, the hologram of light that represents you within the idea of the possibility of a miracle has no real secret from you except for that moment when you appeared to be separate from the whole universe out there, okay, in which you were surrounded by what appeared to be and appeared to be reflections of light of someone other than yourself. Now, here's the entirety of the teaching, just to go to the crux of what we're teaching. You listening? There's a single reality. No matter what you do, no matter what you think, you're not going to be separate from what you think you are. Now, I'll try it with you. I'm going to be who I am within my idea of self. I'll read you, huh? You signaling me how much time I have? I have 4 minutes until the first idea, and I'm going to offer you the certainty that you can share it with me simply by deciding that the energy when I was standing up with you and sat down again, okay, that's me that's almost 20 years from now. Let's see if you can do it with me. When I leave you at the half-hour break, and I come back, almost 1,000 years will have passed. But you remember this, time itself is completely relative to past and future reference, so that the space that you occupy has no distance between it except what you organize in your own mind in the relationship of time. And if time is always over, you have nothing to be concerned about. Listen just for 1 minute to what this says, okay? You ready? Listen. Seek not outside yourself, for it will fail, and you will weep each time an idol falls. Heaven cannot be found where it is not, and there can be no peace except there. Each idea of self-identity that you worship when God calls will never answer in his place. There is no other answer you can substitute and find the happiness his answer brings. Seek not outside yourself, for all your pain comes simply from a futile search for what you want, insisting where it must be found. What if it's not there? Do you prefer that you be right or that you be happy? Be you glad that you are told where happiness abides, and seek no longer elsewhere, because you will fail. But it is given you to know the truth and not to seek for it outside yourself. 3 more sentences. No one who comes here but must still have hope, some lingering illusion, or some dream that there is something outside of himself that will bring happiness and peace to him. If everything is within him, this cannot be true. And therefore, by his coming, he denies the truth about himself and seeks for something more than everything, as if a part of it were separated off and found where all the rest of it is not. This is the purpose he bestows upon his body, that it seek for what he lacks and give him what must make himself complete. And thus he wanders aimlessly about in search of something that he cannot find, believing that it is where he is not. Now, I'm going to leave you for just a moment here. Now, when you leave here, you will notice that this chair is going to be blank within the idea of himself. Here it is. It's gone. You went like that. I saw you dead. I see. What I'm actually teaching you when you decided to enter into the mind training was the certainty that it's always over. And what you're happy to understand with me that you brought some memory of yourself with you, and now you're going to be very happy that that memory is over, and that that memory is gone, and that that memory is gone. Now, I'm going to leave this chair vacant for you. Watch it here. Are you going to sit there? Stay there for just a minute. I think they can see you. Could you see the reference of myself? I'll be seeing you in a minute. I'll be seeing you in a minute. I'll leave myself sitting there. You watch me. Okay. There's a large crowd that's gathered and is beginning to observe us, saying, what's going on here? This is what's going on here. I'll see you in a second.
A day made 24 little hours.
Gamma ray burst of energy.
What the sun and the flowers, where there used to be rain. My yesterday
I was gone longer than you think.
Lord, what a difference a day makes.
Tell me about it.
There's a rainbow before me.
Skies above.
Skies above can't be stormy.
Can't be stormy.
Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you
find romance on your memory. Is it hard if I'm doing this? You see, finally, you get tired of simply offering somebody the entirety of the solution. You like to excite him with the possibility that it's contained within his body, human form.
Is you.
The length of time that's involved. In comparison with a new continuum of time in which you're finding yourself, it's very increasingly obvious to you that there's a universe out there. Now, I'm going to talk to you just for a moment. When I arrived here after being gone for about that 1,200 years, now, to you, it seems as though I were just gone for an episode. What you have to remember, if you're going to be certain that at no time will you not be who you believe you are, you have to identify with the certainty, okay, that there's no such thing as anything except the entirety of you as God created you. Now, I got gamma ray bursts south simply by the action of my mind in a notation. There it is, all right? They say to me, I'm dead. Say to me, I'm dead. What happened is that when it increased to a particular frequency of light, you were unable to handle it within the ray of your own correspondence with yourself. Now, Here's for Jesus. I'm going to teach just for a moment because I feel like. Obviously, you need a single identity of yourself in a miracle of correspondence of your mind, in the fundamental admission that there is a single source of reality, what we call God, all right. We all come from the same source, and while that's relatively easy for you to understand, I know that you believe, all right, that when the song I'm about to sing for you, all right, is a memory, another memory that I have of you. But I want you to listen to the idea, and this is walking with Jesus, actually, is what it is, although it doesn't seem to be.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Are you ready?
I am weak, but thou art strong.
Standing right next to you.
Keep me from all wrong.
Is me. Now, how many associations do you have to recognize we're using Jesus? Very simply because he says, why don't you leave me? The activity of your mind in the manner in which you accept the entirety of responsibility for the inevitability that you're whole and perfect as you were created. Why most of you are aware that we teach forgiveness. Because the conflict that I'm feeling right now in regard to the reflection of my body formulation will not allow me to occupy with you the idea. Now, I may say, shall we try it just for a moment? I'm going to try it with you. Here, watch me. Watch me. Here I am. Now, here, just yesterday, this was occupied by what will be occupied tomorrow, by what will be occupied 1,000 years from now, what will be occupied 1,000 years ago, because that's certainty. A closer walk with thee. Watch me. Come on. Most of you are enjoying the prospect that you can actually walk with me. Can you? Let's take one more.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk. Just a closer
walk. Let it, Jesus.
Can I make a confession to you that you may want to hear for the first time? The one I was actually looking for is yourself. Now, you love the idea of self-recognition, but the entirety of self-recognition is going to include within your DNA memory, although the pain and loneliness and death that went with the notation that contained within your mind is the entirety of the idea of what God is and what the universe is. In other words, what we're saying is just the thought of you, the very thought of you. And I forget to do.
The very thought of you.
Did you hear that? Could you hear it?
And I forget to do.
We have a guest that just came in. Welcome.
That everyone ought to do.
This is an old friend that you know very well.
I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a and foolish, though
it may seem to me, that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here.
You know,
for
you and I are communicating together. We call this love.
You'll never know how slow the moments go till
you say to me, God is love.
God is love.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem. We all come from the same source of reality. And we're all going to be loved whether we like it or not. This is not what I'm trying to teach you. What I'm trying to teach you is that the action of what appears to be a separate body formulation of myself can in any moment be altered in a different quantum reflection of light within a hologram of light, where you have strangers walking around with you that you literally can't see. Now, obviously the reason they're strangers is that everyone's a stranger to you. This is called an adventure in self-discovery occurring somewhere within the universal mind of God. In other words, we're all going to come from the same source no matter what we do. You already know it, yet you seem to identify yourself momentarily. There you are. Those of you, some of you, when I came back into this sequence, it may appear to be 2012. The idea of the passage of time is a factor within the idea of the repetition of yourself within ideas of relationship that you have. And there's multiple ideas you have about yourself.
The very thought of you.
The thought of you.
My love.
With your permission, I'm going to teach for just a few moments. It's almost inevitable that you believe that I'm a reflection of light contained within the factor of the manner in which you and I retain separate body identities. I positively assure you that the reflection of light that you appear to be getting was who I was just a moment ago and is now over within the factor of myself. Now, that is not to say that contained within the entirety of my overage, okay, cannot be an idea of the instantaneous communication of a moment of what I love and how I feel about you. I'm glad you decided to stop with me. Okay, you had a mission, didn't you? Have you got a mission? Well, sure, this is Jesus. Jesus says to you, I know it's hard for you, but you're going to have to forgive your brother. You're going to have to forgive the enemy. You're going to have to look at the conflict that's so deeply embedded in you in the notation that there's such a thing as separate identity. You're going to have to admit that there's one identity, and it's me. Now, I don't know about you. When I came into this sequence, I immediately began to look around for someone who could recognize the time and place that I had come into, because it's impossible that if I came from this galactic idea that I do not know that I came from outside of this frame. Say to me, I came from outside of this frame.
I came from outside.
Oh, of course I did. Listen to me. I'll read you just a little bit about the idea of space and time. Listen. There is no link of memory to the past. If you would have it there, then there it is. But only your desire makes the link, and only you have held it to a part of time where guilt appears to linger still. You listen to me. The field of energy that corresponds to your own reality's use of memory is quite apart from time. He does not seek to use it as a means to keep the past, but rather as a way to let it go. Here I am back for a moment. In the moment that I'm just with you now is where your fear is. Because if you lose yourself in the moment of just 10 minutes ago, say to me, I'll be dead.
I'll be dead.
Well, of course you'll be dead. Everybody around you comes here within a cycle of time and apparently dies. Now, what I did in this video, if you'd like to see, is alter your arrangement of what appears to be your identity you're about to give me in our Course in Miracles, where you're able to determine that somehow I'm 86 years old. Now, I am 86 years old, but being 86 has nothing at all to do with the factor of the body formulation of myself, if I'm in fact not a body. That is, when you come from outside of this time, you arrive here, you could not know immediately that you're in a strange place. Otherwise, you couldn't have come here. But you immediately identify it with the process by which you and I intend to recognize each other as we appear within this framework of time. Have you got it? Can you see that with me? This isn't hard to do. You're doing it every day. You come here, I didn't mean to do that. You come here with the idea that you're a body. Here I am, I'm a body, and you're a body. All right? Now, what I'm going to tell you is the distance that's actually between us is relative to the memory of the projection by which I offer you within my own mind who I think I am, just as you're offering me within your mind who you think you are, and we're meeting somewhere in time. Now, the idea that none of this is real would be important to you if you can make the admission that there is no link of memory to the past. In other words, when you remember now, you will be remembering all there is entirely in the universe. Let's listen just a little bit more to this, okay? Are you listening? Listen. Memory holds the message it receives and does what it is given it to do. It doesn't write the message, nor appoint what it is for. Like to the body, it is purposeless within itself. Listen, like the body, it doesn't have any meaning. But if it has a meaning in your thought, it will have that meaning. And if it seems to serve to cherish ancient hate and gives you pictures of injustices and hurts that you were saving, this is what you ask its message be, and this is what it is. Because committed to its vaults, the history of all of the body's past is hidden there. All of the strange associations made to keep the past alive, the present dead, are stored within it, waiting your command that they be brought to you and live again within your mind. And thus do their effects appear to be increased by time, which took away their cause. You listen with me. If this is true, you're never going to get out of here. This is why you need the miracle of the offering of the change of your mind about what you think you are. Shall we teach for a minute? What you think you are is not true. No, you might just as well face it. The entire message of Jesus, my Savior, is very simply that you're not a body. and that in the resurrection of the momentarily appearance of your body formulation, you recognize an entirely, say to me, place. An entirely different place than you were just a moment ago. And to your happy surprise, there are others like you who are recognizing themselves. Now, the idea that there's only going to be one self, okay, this comes directly from God, are why we're here together and why there's a nice song coming up, and it's one that you're going to like. And we're going to play it right now, all right? Here it is. It's a memory song, but it holds kind of what I wanted you to sing. What's Her Name asked if she could come on and sing this song for you. We will meet again. Here we go.
We'll meet again.
I don't know.
Don't know where, don't know when.
Some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do.
Keep smiling through, just like you.
You okay?
Always.
I gotta tell you something. It's good to see you again.
The blue sky,
you see?
Drive the dark clouds far
We're
away.
We're just memory. Are you a memory?
So
to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. Sing it, they'll be happy to know that when you saw me go, I was singing this song. There's light all around you, do you know that? This, incidentally, is a very famous video. I don't know if you guys are aware of it. Suddenly, you walked in on it from outside of time, and you immediately recognized you were in a different frequency. But you had no fear. In other words, your fear of entering into a new structure as you escape in the galactic association of a variance of going out into the universe are yours to make. Here. There. Here you are. I'll take one more verse for you, all right?
So will you please
say hello to the folks that I know.
God,
I love you. When you get to this point, all you're doing is being who it's inevitably you're going to have to be anyway.
I was singing this song.
Here you go.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when.
Meet again, some sunny day. Take it one more time.
I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
With me, the notation of the present condition of here and now are what's making you happy. The only time, obviously, you can really be happy is when?
Now.
Where?
Here.
Okay, so you're telling me that as you alter a figment of the idea that you previously projected within the consciousness of your own mind and set up a separate image of someone else outside of yourself, which is obviously why you've been afraid. If you see a guy out there you apparently don't know, you're going to be afraid of the reflection of light that justifies a notation. The new continuum that's being downloaded in here by you in this idea of yourself are very simply the idea. Here we go. No, I'm going to repeat this for you again so you can get an idea that what I'm teaching you is actually real. That is, it doesn't do me a lot of good. Here, let's see how that works. Here, look at this. Here, the idea that the cosmos of the light of you will reflect a better reflection of you are simply because you're allowing it to reflect a better reflection of you. But you're getting a reflection of me anyway. Listen with me, the self that you are is what's out there. Once more, there isn't any self out there. There's nobody out there except what you have put out there in your own identity. Now I'm going to leave you, I'll be back, and I'm going to do another hour because I'm very curious to see whether how much time will have passed between the alteration of the identity of yourself in the notation of before the light came. That is the entire distance of what you call space-time are nothing but ideas of space-time in which everything is contained within itself. All right, do you have it with me? Okay, are we out of time? Huh? How much time?
1 minute.
We have 1 minute. Now, I'm gonna try a little experiment with you. You mean you're silly? Yeah. Watch me here. Watch me there. Now, who did I recognize? Myself. I didn't know whether you recognized yourself at all, but I can tell you this, the self that I am recognizing is not different than the self that you're recognizing, and that's finally how you give up the grievance of trying to be separate from what's inevitable in your own perfection as God created you. And that music that's been playing this last few minutes that you'll be able to hear will remind you of how much joy I had in this last 58 minutes, in this last 58 minutes, in the miracle of downloading from your mind an entirely different space-time continuum. It will always be before time began and after it's over. Before time began and after it's over. Before the light that you'll see today. Before the light that you'll see today. Before the light that you'll see today. Am I including him? Oh, sure. I'm going to include you in. You turn and look at her right there. That's it. Now, the distance between you cannot be different than the distance that's between you and I and the idea of ourself and the idea of myself. And the